from the White House. Karen Travers from ABC News is here, too. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
So the president made some pretty good jokes at the gridiron dinner over the weekend about his own staff. In fact, saying that Jared Kushner was late because he had a tough time getting through security. But
yeah, I kind of like that one the best.
Yeah, that was a good one. But this morning, it's not so much a laughing matter with regard to Kushner and given the president's guest of honor today.
Yeah, the president's welcoming Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the White House, the second time he's been here since the president took office. It's going to be very different than the first time he was here. We had a press conference last February with the president and the prime minister. Today, they're not taking questions, and they'll only have a very brief photo opportunity with their wives in the Oval Office as soon as the Netanyahus arrive here.
And Netanyahu facing some heat in his own country over some issues regarding telecom.
Yeah, he is under investigation back in Israel for bribery and corruption, accused of accepting lavish gifts from businessmen in exchange for political favors. Netanyahu has denied any wrongdoing, but in some ways this White House visit, this trip to Washington for a couple days could give him maybe a temporary boost, kind of turn the spotlight away from his political problems and highlight this very strong relationship he has with President Trump. They're perhaps the biggest allies on the world stage. The president is very popular in Israel, so it would certainly serve his own personal interest to make note of that.
And what about the looming? I mean, there's so much noise about Jared Kushner at this stage of the game, and the president, except for his joke on Saturday night, has been pretty close. Mm-hmm. Mouthed about the whole thing. To me, when he's closed-mouthed about something like this, it means, uh-oh, something big could be coming.
Yeah, certainly. And, you know, Jared Kushner has played a key role in the ongoing conversations about a new Middle East peace plan. The details have not yet been announced by the Trump administration. And the White House insists that he can continue to do his job despite this diminished and downgraded security status. But certainly, he doesn't have the same access to top secret information as he once did, which leads many to say it would be impossible to continue doing his job the same way.
And who? Let me just ask one follow-up question, Larry, if I can. Who is sort of the person who oversees all of this? Like, is there somebody whose job it is if Jared Kushner steps, you know, one step into the Situation Room, he says, "Oh no, you don't. Oh no, you can't." Is there somebody that watches over that sort of thing?
Not really. It's not like there's a guard there. But in terms of what crosses his desk, he just will not get those briefing books and materials that have the cover sheet with top secret on the top of it. I mean, that's quite literally what they look like, too.
There are just so many issues that are out there for Donald Trump to deal with. Of course, there's infrastructure, theoretically. I love that we bring in Wilbur Ross into this whole conversation. Commerce Secretary, talking about Trump's ban on steel by using, yes, the Campbell's soup can.
And this has been a topic that has really divided many members of the senior staff. You have some who say that the president should not have taken or should not be ready to take these actions on steel and aluminum tariffs. Others who say the president has to take a really tough stance on trade and even perhaps sparking a trade war would not be a bad thing. Critics say that this is going to hurt the U.S. economy, that there will be retaliatory actions by other countries. The president today was suggesting that perhaps Canada and Mexico could be exempted if there is a new deal reached on NAFTA, but the president's top trade advisor this morning, almost at the same time he was tweeting that, Peter Navarro, the trade advisor, said there will be no countries getting an exemption. He's one of the hardliners on trade.
And on the flip side of things, Karen, I've been kind of surprised that I haven't read any tweets from the president yet since the Oscar telecast last night. And generally, when Hollywood gets together for some reason, the president generally tweets about it. But so far, no go.
No, nothing. Stay tuned, though, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a stay tuned situation. Karen, thanks for being with us. We appreciate the update. No doubt you have a long day ahead in Washington.
Always.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Every day. That's Karen Travers from ABC News, and she is live from the White House.